with that, we go to Rachel in Wyoming, Michigan on Holy Family Radio. Hello, excuse me, Raphael in Wyoming, Michigan. The Wyoming, Michigan threw me a bit. Raphael, are you there?
Hi, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. If you're on Bluetooth or speaker, it's better to talk into the phone if you're on either.
I'm not. My phone is... Hi, can you hear me better?
Much better. Go ahead, Raphael.
Wonderful. Well, good evening, Patrick and Jim. I am super excited and nervous to talk to you. You're like my heroes, honestly.
We have no superpowers.
My question.
I do.
Hey, I'm in. You're supposed to deny you have superpowers.
Yeah, my question is,
sorry,
I cannot tell a lie.
How could I best approach a person that may either used to be Catholic or is not Catholic, and that will not take any evidence on God's existence unless it's scientific and can be measured?
Okay, I would start by, I guess, posing questions to him. The first thing I would ask is why the person doesn't believe in God. And because most people around the world and most people in world history have believed that, you know, the world we see around us, the natural world, is not the only world there is. It is a human universal found in every culture to believe that there is something more than just the natural world. And so I would say, why do you deny that? And then I would focus in on the reasons that the person proposes and say, okay, let's talk about those. Are these reasonable, or are you applying them in a way that is open to questioning? Because, for example, if he were to say, well, I'm not going to listen to any arguments for the existence of God unless it involves arguments from the natural sciences, I would tend to say, okay, why is that? I mean, science is not the ultimate test of truth. There are various truths that cannot be established scientifically. And among them are moral truths. Yet, even scientists acknowledge that we should not, for example, cook our scientific data, that it's wrong to do that, that scientists who are publishing studies should not deliberately use fraudulent data. And that's a moral judgment. That's not a scientific judgment. There is no experiment that you can do which will show you this is immoral. This is a famous issue in philosophy, the fact that you can't derive moral claims from purely empirical or scientific claims. And as a result, that's a pointer to the fact that science, although it is a very useful tool in figuring out certain aspects of the world, is not a sufficient tool for figuring out every aspect of the world. In fact, if you really want to be sharp about it, you can point out that the very claim that only science is to be used in discerning matters of truth would have to be something you could prove using a scientific experiment. And that's not possible. It's not possible to do that. And so the worldview, sometimes known as scientism, that makes science the be-all and end-all of knowledge, is actually self-refuting, because there's no way to empirically demonstrate that science is the only useful tool for discerning truth. So I would tend to go after the foundations of that he's using to buttress his view. And then if you get some traction with that, say, okay, maybe we want to be more open then about looking at other alternatives, like, for example, philosophical arguments for the existence of God rather than simply empirical ones. Having said that, there are empirical arguments that are proposed for the existence of God. I think they're of varying quality. I think the philosophical arguments are ultimately the more certain, but there are some scientific arguments that can be mounted. If you want to look at examples of that, you might look at some of the arguments proposed by Father Spitzer in his book New Arguments for the Existence of God. Also, on a kind of more popular level, there's some publications by an astronomer named Hugh Ross that also are scientifically based arguments for the existence of God. I have to say I'm not as impressed with them, but they're something that might be somewhat appealing to your friend.
Appreciate the kind words, Raphael. Was that painless?
All right. Yeah, that was Amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
My pleasure.
Excellent. Yeah.
I should point out my superpower is very minor. It's just I after my cataracts, I had lenses put in that are slightly UV resistant. So I don't have to wear sunglasses to protect me from UV rays. And
was it a cataract in an older mountain range or perhaps a ski resort?
No.